Blog Talk Radio.
For the fun of it.
Do you indeed think that there is life on other planets?
Oh, I don't know.
Would you like to think about it for a second?
Oh, not really.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Oh.
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, it's no.
I love to sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
One look and then they flew away.
Bigfoot. And now live from coast to coast, but it's been a while, seems like it. It's the Friday Possum Theme. Funny because the theme of the show is what alien DNA and demon sperm. That's already lost all meaning. It's only been a week. Such are the days we live in today. thank goodness that all washes off quickly. None of it's permanent, hopefully. Everybody behave. All right. Well, welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth. I swore an oath to the Constitution this week. How about you? I did, too. Held up my right hand. I didn't have no Bible or nothing, but I held up my right hand, and I swore that I would defend the Constitution of these United States of America. I did. And on that note...
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. and his Gumby.
Yes, sir.
Somebody says, do it!
Here you go.
Right.
You are a true patriot.
I did. I swear to God, man. I swear to God. I swear to the Constitution, man. Big time.
Good man.
Pretty cool, man. Like, you feel like, I mean, like, it has gravitas, you know?
Okay.
You're taking this oath, and you're like, dang, man, I guess I am fucking serious about this shit, you know?
There you go. Shit. Can't do all that just to take census?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh.
I'll briefly touch on that because, you know, I am sworn to complete secrecy.
Oh, yeah.
Not reveal a goddamn thing. But so I get there, and I, you know, I'm not using my head. I'm unprepared.
Uh-huh.
Of course the whole thing's going to be take place on a fucking gym crack, right? Oh, boy. And it's an iPhone. I've been practicing on an Android for 2 years here, but man, I wasn't ready for the gym crack, man. I missed the whole like last 15 minutes fucking around with the gym crack because like my glasses were fogging up because I'm wearing a mask and I.
Twenty-first century.
I know. Thank God, man. I gotta tell him next time I talk to my kid, I'm like, thank God you gave me that stupid phone. Because, man. I mean, if I hadn't been screwing around with that stupid thing for 2 years, I would be totally lost on crap. Sheesh. So,
there you go. There you have it.
But I think I got, yeah, I fucked up the passwords and shit right, you know, as we're doing it. And I can't do nothing. I'm locked out of my gym crack and she's going on about what to do, and I'm like, I'm getting half of it because I'm worried about the gym crack. It was a terrible training section.
But you made it through.
I made it through that, and then I took the online training, and it's going really well. So, and then I talked to my supervisor today. She called us. I look forward to it. Getting a little psyched up,
right,
man.
Good.
It's gonna be fun.
There you go.
It's gonna be cool, man. I want to, you know, I saved my pencils from 10 years ago. My little pencil pack. They gave me the free pencils. I don't need them.
Oh.
I don't use them no more. No, iPhone. I'm gonna take them pencils. I'm gonna use them for personal use. I was saving them for the government.
Uh-huh. Can you use it for personal use? I mean, that's government. There you go.
They've been sitting here for 10 years. But they give you, like, erasers, pens, a little pencil sharpener, and a bag of... Damn, there's a bag of paper clips in there.
Oh, dang, how about a pocket protector? They give you a pocket protector?
No, dang it.
Oh,
that would be cool.
Okay.
Yeah, as cool as that would be. Let's see. We get a badge. We get a badge, man.
Oh, a badge.
Oh, hey, man. Look at my badge, man.
Oh, is it too late for me to get in this? I want a badge.
Nah, too late for you, Bob.
Like a G-Man. G-Man
badge.
Ooh,
but you gotta carry around the bag. Well, it's a ID on a lanyard. It's not as cool as really
okay.
Badge.
Oh, okay.
It's cool, though. Got my mug
all
on
right,
there.
All right. Okay.
But then you carry around a bag that says census guy on it. And you let people know, hey, there's the census guy over here.
So, it's like a tote bag, is it?
Yeah, but you got to give that up,
really,
man, at the end. That sucked.
Oh,
I wish I could have. I know. But that'd have been a great souvenir, man.
It's time to bring down to the beach.
Yeah. All I had left over was the pencils, and I saved them because I knew I was going to go back, and now I don't even need them. I got like four pencils with erasers and those extra erasers. It's a nice deal. I guess that'll be mine.
All right.
And then the weird part is I might actually get money back on my taxes next year because of this whole fiasco of this year. You know, I've been collecting unemployment, and now I'm going to collect, paycheck.
Sweet.
No tax on that. Well, there's tax on the paycheck, but, they take it out. I got a check back. Be like all the other schmucks. All the other chumps and suckers.
Sweetness.
Yeah.
Registration called me yesterday.
Who did?
The registration, when I registered to vote. They were confused about my address, because I have two different street addresses. They didn't understand that. And I had to say, I'm in a mobile home unit, so this is a street inside the mobile home unit, so it's two streets.
Gotcha, yeah. That's cool, though.
I said you can leave it out. Yeah, they were going to put it through. I said you can leave it out.
So they're going to send you your... So they're going to send you a ballot or a application for a ballot?
Well, the whole registration card. I'm guessing it's the actual ballot. They put it as bond if you want it by mail. But I didn't even get
the
registration
card
yet.
I think the way it works out. Well, you don't need one. I don't think. But
you got to have some kind of a card, don't you?
No, just your driver license or, your state ID or whatever.
Oh, okay.
To vote. Where am I going here? Yeah, I don't believe they mail out the ballots. I believe they mail out an application for a ballot, and you mail that in, and then they mail you the ballot.
Okay.
You sure? I think that's how it worked with the primary here. And then my activist ex-wife, you know how she's always on there on Facebook with all the crazy political shit. I'm talking to her. I go, I voted for Bernie. She's like, When? Like back when they had the vote, like, you know, like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about it. Ah, jeez. Every time I talk to her now, I just go, just remember to vote, okay? Jesus Christ. All people.
Sounds like you got it.
All right. Oh, okay. So we're in a theme. This is a theme show tonight. Theme show.
Oh, great.
Alien, Demon Sperm, Alien DNA. We got some more. You know, alien songs are a lot more plentiful than demon songs. So it's more on the alien side.
Man, that's unfair.
Well,
should be more demon.
We got an original blow up. Katy Perry, E.T. The name of this.
All right.
Katy Perry, E.T.
Okay.
Hit it.
Do you still believe it impossible we exist? You didn't actually think you were the only inhabited planet in the universe. How can any race be so stupid?
You're hypnotizing. Could you be the devil? Could you be an angel? Magnetizing, feel the time falling, hit my body falling, feel the fight, you're not like the others, futuristic colors, the enemy, they don't understand you, you're from my heart,
oh, 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 oh,
pull the string.
Oh, sorry, gang. Got a little bit of mucus on your mustache there. Alrighty.
Good Daddy. I never heard of it before either.
It was kind of new to me, too. I mean, it's obviously okay. CCR, man. That's their sound. Totally.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's alien theme, man. Pretty cool.
Got it.
All right, Ted. The lounge is waiting to hear from you.
Yeah, Ted. You're on.
There you go.
Woo!
All right, Teddy.
Ted time.
Okay. There they are.
Okay.
The Possum Lounge. First up is Chicky Cheeks.
Chicky Cheeks. Sweet Alice.
Chicky Cheeks. Say it. Yeah. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
I think that translates to, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Am I right, Ted?
Dr. Cake.
He's hitting it here. All right. Don't get a big head. Don't get a big head. Then there's Fort Prefect, our old pal from outer space. I don't know what that means. Okay. And there's our old pal G.T. Trenton. G.T. Trenton. One more for G.T.?
No? G.T.
Is it? Oh, okay. All right. Okay. It wouldn't be a galaxy without Ford Prefect.
You got that right.
And there's Richard Sniffer. Behaving.
Oh,
thank
Richard.
You. You're welcome if you want to, you know. Everybody's welcome if they want to be cool, man. And finally. Right, Ted? Are you behaving? Ted? Last but not least.
I'm on fire.
Sinister Minister, Finance and Parking.
Thank you, sir.
Professor R.J. Gumby.
Too kind.
Right?
Too kind.
Right, Ted? All right, and there you have
thank
it.
You,
Lady
Ted.
Germs, the Possum.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver. Come on.
Study one out of four thinks the sun daily orbits the earth for what it's worth. There's the flat earthers swearing the earth is a disc you can fall off the edge. So they allege all the stupid people. Where do they all come from? All the stupid people, where do they all belong? Man in the White House doesn't believe in the science in front of his face. It's a disgrace, people believe him, even when death is the cost of ignoring the facts. Never retracts all the stupid people. Where do they all come from? All the stupid people. Where do they all belong? Look at all the stupid people. Look at all the stupid people. Human condition, no one minds exempt from effects of the brain's fatal flaw. A natural law forming opinions based on beliefs that are carried from birth to the grave. No one is saved, all the stupid.
Look at all the stupid.
Where do they all come from? All the stupid.
Look at all the stupid.
We may not be here long.
Oops. I was muted. I'm so sorry. Alrighty. So.
Is everybody happy?
Sisters. Hi, Dan. I like that voice.
All right, Ed. Ed wants one more treat.
I earned it, man.
One more, Ted. One more. One. That. You will have reached your limit on Schnitzelgruben. You understand me? He's a maniac. He's been really loud today. He's been loud and proud. Enjoying his doghood.
Good for him.
Oh, I broke in my juicer. Today.
Finally. Oh, okay.
I had this like big pile of tomatoes. I'm thinking, geez, either these tomatoes are gonna go bad because I'll never be able to eat these, or
be smart.
Fire up the juicer. So
put some ground pepper in it.
I don't know, man.
I've gotta have some pepper.
I wasn't a real fan of my concoction. Tonight.
No?
A lot of tomatoes and a couple of apples. Celery. Pardon?
You should have thrown in a tay tree. Who knows? Might have got some good taste out of it.
And then the big mamu was I bought some beets. Big old beet in. Yeah.
Never liked beets.
So the
beet, beets fan.
Beet really good. Really good in juice. Raw beet. Mm-hmm. So that was like I don't know how many V's, but I had an F in there too with the apples, and then some kale and celery. So celery,
right,
kale,
yeah.
Tomatoes and
that's a meal.
So it was like a V, V4 with an F.
All right, so you got a new juicer then? You didn't get the old one out? You got the new one?
Yeah, the old one was fucking up, man. I gave up on it. It had a bad design on the kind of like this flow thing on the spout, right? And it was like, well, it's just something to break, you know, something to go wrong. So.
Oh, okay.
God bless. And it did. This one's a lot. It's a lot simpler design. I think it'll last longer. It's a Black & Decker. My other one was a Juice Man. I recommend the Juice Man, which was actually a much better juicer than this Black & Decker. The Black & Decker looks like it's gonna last longer. The trouble with the Black & Decker is the hole that put the fruit in or the vegetables in isn't big enough. You got to cut everything down really small.
Oh, you got to work for that juice, then. Anyway.
Yeah, on a juice, man, you'd be like shoving like half apples in there and shit. It was more fun, man. It was like more visceral. Like you'd be like, grinding shit up like a madman. This one's really loud too, man. Black & Decker. Sounds like a drill.
Gets the job done. Black & Decker.
It gets the job done. It's a DIY. Black & Decker is what that is.
A good product.
You ain't getting no more of the special treats, man. I'm sorry, dude. You have to go with the milk bones. All there is, man. Too many good treats. Ted, you're going to have to deal with reality, bub. Milk bones from here on out, champ. Oh, I don't want a milk bone. Yeah, I know you don't.
you want spatial treats.
Lay down,
you bum. Man, I don't know about the juice diet cake. I'm going to swap out juice for food just because it, you know, to help lose weight. But I don't know if I'm going on a fast.
You were singing his praises last time.
Yeah. I got to remember how I liked the juice I was making before. This juice wouldn't. I don't know.
Jot this shit down.
Yeah.
Little recipes.
I have to look up
Decker's recipes.
I had them. I had some written down. Yeah. So I'll probably juice, you know, once a day or once every other day, whenever I get too many tomatoes, basically.
Too many tomatoes.
Oh boy. They're good tomatoes, man. It's like, but I can only eat so many tomatoes. Any human.
Right. I eat them like apples.
Yeah. My ex-wife could eat a shitload of tomatoes.
Yeah.
Bugging me to bring some
over.
I'm
one of those people who love tomatoes, can't stand ketchup.
Well, like tomato, you know, that tomato juice you buy in a store doesn't taste like real tomato juice that you make in a juicer. Stuff comes out of juicers like pink. Yeah, it tastes more like a tomato, you know.
Well, V8 is terrific for hangovers. I used to have a V8 and a sip on a beer.
Yeah,
and I hair the dog
vegetable
with a
juice, vegetable juice, vodka, a little lemon, some Worcestershire.
There you go.
Really good stuff.
Hand.
Here's a milk bone, Ted. All right, go lay down.
He's not happy.
Sorry, dude.
You are correct, sir.
All right. So what do you say, since it's Friday, that we dance?
Yes.
Dance
and move.
Dance for me. Dance for me now.
All right.
Where the hell is it? Yeah, here it is.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
If you don't do it, you're just considered out. I don't know of anyone that doesn't do it at the moment.
Rock and roll all the way from Mars. Rock on the rock and roll.
Dig it.
Right.
Sci-fi rock and movie. That's what we're all about.
Yeah. I'm ignoring the troll who's gone. That was a cool exit. That was an cool exit with all the fingers.
Yeah.
Did appreciate that.
What's with the chick picture? I don't get that.
I don't know, man. That person is got problems. issues. We'll say issues. I don't know them. I don't think I know them. But
come back next week for 10 minutes.
They obviously have some kind of problem with us. You know, like, well, don't tune in. Is the answer.
Hey, come back again, there, Rich.
Not that complicated. No, Cheeky Cheek's talking about she's been on a month on the keto. I was thinking about keto, but man, that just seemed like a real commitment. She says she's not inventive enough with it. Okay, what do you got? Oh, Chicky Cheeks is doing some investigating on Dick Sniffer there. Or Resident Troll. Cake lost a ton of weight. Shit, man, that's cool. Man, I need to lose 20 pounds. Like, bad. Low carb, yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I hope some good stories to tell us when you're going out there census taking.
I can't tell you those stories.
I hope you get a towel drop. You're going to have to tell us if you get a towel drop.
Can't give away any PII, baby.
Okay, all right.
Personally identifying information. I swore on the Constitution.
Uh-huh. We're going to waterboard your ass. We're going to get a story out of you.
Man, did you see GT's picture today, man? You looking like me,
yeah.
Brother?
Yeah.
Old Graybeard. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it, man. It looks good on you.
It looks, old age, man.
Yeah.
It's something to look forward to in this case.
Yeah, because there's that, you know, you have that awkward stage where you're going gray, but then once you finally, like, full-blown gray, I think it's, like, way cooler, you know?
Yeah. I don't think
I haven't had a haircut. I haven't had a haircut in 6 months, so I'm kind of looking like Doc Brown from the Back to the Future, you know? Marty! We gotta go back to the future! I got more hair than Bernie. God bless. I'm not Bernie yet. Getting there, though. I have Richard Nixon's hairline. That's pretty funny. When I get out of the shower, if I comb it back, I'd like to make one thing perfectly clear. Give me my towel. Yeah, pretty weird.
There you go.
Man. Sorry. It's the. Oh, yeah. So, my buddy who's sending me on a gig tomorrow, thank you so much for thinking of me. It's outdoors, so it's the public. Go lay down, Ted. It's outdoors, but it's the, you know, it's the public. He was calling it. Was he calling it? Oh, the vid. What was he calling it? The vid?
The vid?
The COVID. The vid. The COVID.
He wasn't calling it Coco.
He had a nickname for it. No, he wasn't calling it Coco. I was going to say, dude, it's Coco, man. Not the. Oh, shit. No, I wish I could remember what he said. Yeah, well, it ruins that anecdote.
You'll think of it when
I'm looking it up.
Down to sleep tonight.
I'm looking it up. Fuck
down
it, man. I have
tonight,
the technology.
Wake up later.
I got the technology, man.
That's right.
Looking up his Facebook page, man. Fuck this dumb shit. All right, that's the dude. My pal. The Rona. He's calling it the Rona. The Rona.
Oh, the Rona. Okay.
The Rona. No, it ain't the Rona. It's the Coco. I like cocoa better than Rona.
Cocoa is better.
What about you guys? Let's have a, put it to a vote in the chat room. Because all my idiots in Pennsylvania are calling it the cocoa.
It's the cocoa. It doesn't sound as fierce.
Well, it sounds better with a Pittsburgh accent. Cocoa. 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 Speaking of which, man, my bitches, man, they're after me, dude.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to kind of avoid bringing up Rookstock, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't want to, you know, so I came away from that with the cocoa and then dies, I'd feel responsible, don't you? You know.
Yeah. Oh, man. How many years?
I think
you
we need to make
going?
It a. What? Last year is 10 years.
Oh.
So, I heard my bitches were texting me this week, and.
You're going to have it on Zoom.
They got to have the Commodore in the flesh, man. You know? That's how it is. They got their needs, you know what I'm saying? So
I hear you.
I'm gonna see how shit rolls after, because I, you know, now I swore an oath, so I'm hooked up with the sensibles till end of September, I think. I think they put a kibosh date on it, the end of September. So that'd be another October. But I just think it's cool, man. These girls are like, no. We're doing this thing. So I'm thinking, man, just the original Super Six people, maybe. I don't know. If Rookie go for that, because he's going to want to invite his whole family and half the county side.
You got it.
But it looks like it's going to happen sometime. You got to have Rookstock, I guess.
Yeah.
Can't not Brooks. Very strange. Let's see, I haven't even got to my notes yet. Do I have any notes? None there. This was an idea. Remember, like, back in the beginning of the pandemic and shit? And, like, you know, everybody's going like, hey, you hear about this pandemic, Chinese, blah, 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 you know. And it's just kind of like some people talking about, yakking about, nobody's really worried about it yet. And then Tom Hanks got the cocoa, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Then it turned
all real. Of a sudden, holy shit, this is for real. And it was, man, it was like the next day, shit hit the fan. Fucking Tom Hanks gets the cocoa, the whole world goes to shit all of a sudden. So
technically, I think he started it. We could say that.
Well, here's my
Tom
idea.
Tom started it. What's that?
The people in this country are not taking it seriously. So you know what has to happen? We have to reinfect Tom Hanks, get him with the cocoa again. People fucking take
that's
the shit
it.
Seriously.
Or another lovable
actor.
Who's left? Who else is lovable?
No, it's got to be Tom Hanks, man. It's got to be Tom Hanks. He's the only one. Because, I mean, Jimmy Stewart's dead already, so.
Yeah, so Tom's the only one left.
Yeah.
Everyone else is up on rape charges.
So let's hope that perhaps Tom Hanks will get a, you know, an infection and be able to.
Hey, Tom should do it. Tom should actually go out and get infected again if he can.
I mean, otherwise,
hit
it's
one
never
for the team.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay.
What is the 3 minutes tonight? Okay. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
There it is. Your favorite and mine. Dickie Goodman's back, ladies and germs.
Dickie Goodman.
It's 3 minutes tradition.
Oh. Wait a minute. How did Richard put those flipping birds up on the chat room? I'm out of here. I'm going. Fuck you. Dickie Goodman. I'm working on that puppy.
Good one, old bean. You made me laugh. All righty. in the spirit of alien DNA, that's actually a doctor that the president admires. The one that, you know, talks about alien DNA and demon sperm. Does this demons fuck you in your sleep?
Never mind.
It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real. That was the Clatters recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam, would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
The fuck in the air!
Thank you. And now listen, gentlemen there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Just take a walk down over the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Grant, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelican's outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Pentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is Don Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth. And now, here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh,
this is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
News of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
I keep
expecting him to say something else, you know, like, he says the same thing every Friday.
Always the same.
Dick? Dickie. I just seen him on flipping past the old Lucy show. And he was her next door neighbor in the very first season.
Hey, shit.
Dick Martin. You ever seen that?
I probably have, but I don't recall. No.
Yeah, it was the one with her and Viv. And they're, you know, they're not married and they're running around. And he lived next door.
In the back of the movie.
Say again?
Moon is at the back or something? Or is this the back one? Did three or four shows, right?
I just got the last part. You're okay now.
Okay. Is this the one with Mr. Mooney? She worked with Mr. Mooney in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It ended up being Mr. Mooney. I think Mr.
Okay.
Mooney was... I was... Actually, I know way too much about this. Gail Gordon, Mr. Mooney, was tied up doing Dennis the Menace. So they couldn't get... They couldn't get him for the Lucy show. Once he got out of the Dennis the Menace thing, which is on its last legs, then he became the classic Mr. Mooney and joined the cast, I think, in the second season. That's why they ditched Dick Martin.
Okay. Can't remember Dick Martin at all in that. Huh.
Yeah, just the first season. Just one season. All right. Boy, these headlines are going to be a little fresh. I've seen this today. This is new today. You know, a lot of people have opinions on the Black Lives Matter stuff, but
yeah,
they certainly make a good point, because here's this guy, Adam Zaborowski. Where is this? Pennsylvania somewhere.
Huh?
And he's shooting at cops with an AK-47.
Oh, Jesus.
Bethlehem Township. I don't know where that is. Your side of the state.
Oh,
somewhere.
Yeah. Pretty close to here.
Yeah.
Wiley.
And he got pissed off about... it was over face masks. This is some redneck doesn't want to wear a fucking face mask. So he shoots at the cops with a fucking AK-47. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
He's not dead. He's being held in jail. Now, how the fuck is he not dead?
Was this at Cigar International store? Cigar International? There was a shooting that. Cigar shop up around here. Yeah. They
crazy,
told me I had to
man.
Wear a mask. They refused to. Yeah.
That could have been you, dude.
That could have been.
Cry
I would have been on dopey.
But like this George Floyd, they think he passed a bad 20, and they fucking sit on his fucking neck till he dies.
Yeah.
Because he's black.
And this guy.
And this cocksucker's white. This fucking lunatic who shouldn't fucking own a goddamn AK-47. You know? Fuck this shit.
He hides his head in the back of the patrol car, too, to make sure he didn't bump his head.
Yeah, I know. I know. And they probably stopped for some Burger King on the way to the jail.
Yeah. Got him.
Shit.
But yeah,
your sound's really.
Point there.
You're coming in and out. Are you leaving? Are you walking away from your phone?
Nah.
Or something? Okay.
Nah.
It comes and goes.
Okay.
All right. Well, moving right along. But, I mean, you know, obviously, if this guy had been black, he'd be dead. We'd be talking about the late Jamoke, whatever his name is.
late Jamoke.
Yeah. So this is funny. This is good.
Hey, man.
What's that?
I didn't know he had that kind of a heavy-duty gun. I thought it was just a regular pistol he had.
Yeah. Fucking AK-47.
Shit.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
People shouldn't be owning those things. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't care. Fuck that. Nobody needs that shit. I know some guys that own them things. And I mean, they're cool guys and stuff. They're friends of mine. But it's like, you fuckers don't need
another fucking hobby.
Shit.
Yeah.
Really? Come on.
It's fun.
All right. Here's some Schadenfreude. Uncle Bobo's niece wrote a book.
Yeah.
Called Too Much and Never Enough. All about Uncle Bobo.
Yeah.
It says her book sold more copies in a week than The Art of the Deal sold in 32 years.
Congratulations.
Get him!
Give that man a cigar!
Right. That's a beauty. That's funny as shit stinks, I'll tell you what.
That's what I might get the audio for.
I know most of that shit by now, man. I've
Yeah, I know. Who's reading it?
I've learned more shit about that crap head than I wished on anybody. Ugh. Blech. Piece of shit. You know, it's funny because Mr. Science hates when I say piece of shit. He just bristles. That's one of Two-Handed Mikey's favorite, man. That piece of shit. He says it with such relish, dude. Piece of shit.
Well, you know why? Because
shit. He's
not a full shit. He's not even a full shit. He's only a piece of shit. It hits home. It hits home, that does.
Pieces of shit, or those pieces of shit. All right. Now here's a real Kevin Rodriguez Tormez, a Florida man, fatally shot an Orlando Burger King worker Saturday night after his friend's drive-thru order took too long to complete.
Jesus Christ.
We don't have a gun problem in this country though.
No. That's gun and obesity right there on top of one. That's America right there. That one headline. That's America.
He says,
fast food.
Oh, God. He says, you got 2 seconds before I shoot you. Look at this kid who's just been hired. And then he pulls the trigger on him, man. What a... God damn. You know...
Where are we living?
Gee, enough. Okay, that's my editorial comment. Okay, here we go. COVID news.
Oh,
okay. All right, COVID news. It's our science music. Okay, this is important. An Australian researcher has confirmed that if you are infected... COVID-19 virus, you can spread it with your farts.
Oh. A lot of study went into that.
I don't know if it passes the sniff test, though.
Exactly. So watch your diet as well.
Wait a minute.
Yes!
Silent but deadly.
Yeah. Uh-oh, here it comes.
How many people
are like French fries?
Tom Hanks part on. I think it came from Tom Hanks, I'm telling you.
All right, man. You're cracking up too much. You want to hang up and call back in, and we'll end the news?
Will do.
All right, cool, man. See you on the flip side, my brother.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Back to our show.
Tried hard not to show it. Other guys strike out with you when they come up the bat. Let me step up to the plate, girl, and I'll show you where it's at. Cause I'm a home run hitter. I'm a real round tripper. I'm a home run hitter, baby. And I can hit them all night long. Now I know you're disappointed with these other guys around. You're looking for some power, and they hit them on the ground. When I step into the batter's box, I'll hit them out of sight. Cause when I swing that lumber, girl, I'll fill you with delight. Cause I'm a home run hitter. I'm a real round tripper. Yeah, I'm a home run hitter, baby. And I can hit them all night. The whole year round, not just from spring to fall. When you feel my power, you want it more and more. I'll thrill you every single time that I come home to score. I'm a home run hitter. Yeah, I'm a real round tripper, baby. I'm a home run hitter, yeah. And I can hit them all night long.
Hit 'em all night long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's a book roll double, if I have a hard one, man.
I came where the stadium applause. I like that. How am I coming through now?
Perfect.
Much better? Ah, there you go.
Much better. Much better. All right. Just a couple things I wanted to touch on since they're aging quickly here on the old headline list. Oh, what's cool about the census gig? They want you to work from like 2 in the afternoon to 8 in the evening.
All
which,
right.
For me, that just sounds like paradise, you know?
Okay.
I don't do anything during those hours, but wait to start drinking, basically. So, you know, something to do while I'm waiting to start drinking.
Yeah. You earn that beer. Oh, nice. The Canadian
well,
beer.
They want, it is odd hours, Kate, because, but they want you to catch people at home, see? And they figure people are at home from the hours of 2 to, you know, to 8, and I guess they, you know, want you. I figure, you know, I don't have to do 2 days. I can do 2 to 6 or something, whatever, you know.
They give you a section of town or something, right? They give you that for a day or is it for the week or something?
I haven't got that far, but they'll be assigning me, like a section, and it'll be hopefully the way they're saying in the training, it'll be logically set up so I'll have all the same houses in the same neighborhood. Since it's a computerized, I would think they'd be able to coordinate that shit. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that, you know, if I got to put up with gym crack, hopefully at least they will utilize that technology to its fullest.
What happens if you never catch a guy? Did that ever happen before?
I don't remember. There's one like. You leave a thing, and then if you come back and there's a thing there, you don't leave another one. You just report it to your supervisor. And then that's on. You know, you kind of throw it back in their lab. It's interesting work. It is fun. So you married or happy? Anyways, this is leftover on the news thing. Trader Joe's. Remember we talked about Trader Joe's, and they had Trader Jose and all the different things, Arabian Joe. And somebody started up an online petition for them to stop using those racist tropes. You know, and I, like I say, I'm as politically correct as the next guy. I think courtesy is way underrated on this in this country, at least. But
the people that get offended are just white people. These people, this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is. Oh, that's wrong. You can't do that.
Far.
Yeah. The
minority. So Trader Joe's said, get out of here.
Good for him.
Come on.
I like it.
Come on. What? It's not racist.
Hey, Jose,
get away from me.
It's not racist when you think about it. What the hell? They're already putting in the
take a hike.
Ethnic names.
It's tacos, for Christ's sake, man. You know.
Sense of humor, man. It's fucking dying in this country.
Yeah. That's all it was. It was just to be funny.
A humorous way of doing it, yeah.
Yeah. Trader Joe's told them to go fuck themselves in a very polite way.
Good for them. That's nice. I like that.
Don't cave into these jerk offs.
Fuck them crackers.
I mean, every once in a while, you know, you gotta just say, hey, you know? That's it. We've reached the point.
Although I was all for the stopping of the white beaters though, man. That's wrong. That one was wrong. The T-shirts they were selling, they were advertising as white beaters.
Oh. Yeah. That's
a whole different thing there.
It was funny. The other night, Uncle Bobo came to Ohio for a appearance.
And no one took him out.
He's in some plant up near Cleveland. And the governor, got invited, of course. And I don't know. I don't know. I'm just wondering. He got up there, and then they go, "Oh, geez, you got the cocoa." The gov says, "Oh, well, I guess I don't get to go to this Trump appearance. Get my picture taken with Uncle Bobo." Joel just got its wings pulled. You know, that they can use against me in my next election. And then he comes back to Columbus, and he tests negative. He doesn't have the cocoa. What a break.
I was about to say, how do you fake cocoa?
He got a positive test up in the before he went in to see the Popo.
He paid somebody off for that one. He was thinking all along.
That's what I'm thinking. He's thinking, I got to run for office again. I don't want to get near this fucking train wreck. Shit show. Some of it will wipe off on.
Which is why I can't understand so many people are behind him and lying for him and everything. Their careers are shot to shit.
It's the end of the world as they know it, buddy. All right. So, there you have it. Okay. I wanted to pass this along a couple weeks ago. That knothead Gary Larson is bringing back the Far Side cartoon. So I wish him well. I hope he's still got his edge.
Yeah.
He retired that in 1995.
Good guy.
See that? Been a long time.
That guy had a lot of imagination. I hope he still has it going, yeah.
Yeah, I hope it's not a bad, you know. But I tried to get a syndicated strip going when he quit. I was thinking, well, holy cow, now's my chance. I'll fill in that weird cartoon gap, you know. So ones like that guy with the bowling ball, the alien with the bowling ball, stuff like that. But as you could tell, I'm doing a Rinky Dink podcast. Rich cartoonist getting a blowjob over here, you know?
I was always a Bloom County guy. When he retired, he came back with that lame thing, and he ended up bringing back all the old characters. Remember when Bloom County guy quit?
Yeah.
And he came back with Mortimer Mouse, and it just didn't pick up, so he ended up bringing back Opus and Phil and all that.
Right. That started out as a totally different strip. I created a strip that was very much like the original premise of that. I didn't know it at the time. It was just an independent thing. Because when I saw the origin of Bloom County, I was like, holy shit, that's pretty much what I was thinking of. It was like a hotel, you know, and then all the people in the hotel, and that would be, and I thought that would be an interesting, you know,
different
stage
coming in.
For different characters to come in and out. And that's what that started out to be, sort of.
And the eye closet that Milo had.
Yeah.
Sometimes classic. Bill Cosby was in there.
Oh, that's scary. All right, everybody. Here we go. Two last things in the news. You got to look these up on your own. You might not want to look this one up. Researchers find super giant sea cockroach.
Oh man,
this thing's a. Oh. I mean, if I had the link, I'd put it in. If I could do it. The giant Bathymus is a deep sea crustacean with 14 legs.
Good.
That is one mean looking cockroach. Actually, it looks kind of like a lobster without the big claws and a bunch of feet. I wonder if it's any good to eat.
Sea cockroach? What the hell is that?
Sea cockroach. Look that up on your Goo-Goo. Yeah, man.
Where?
Sea cockroaches. Big motherfuckers. Grow up to 20 inches long. Yikes. And the best story of the week. I don't know if you've seen any memes. People are memeing it up. But this is over in Germany.
Yeah.
And there's a lake in Berlin. Well, not in Berlin, you know, near Berlin, around Berlin. And the Germans, you know, they got a different culture over there. They're a little more sophisticado, Europeans. And you're allowed to be nude. You know, it's public lake.
Okay.
You're allowed to, you know, chuck your garments and
All right.
Do whatever, man. You know,
playing in my vacation.
Dirty.
It's
fucking this old fat guy. That's probably what I look like, Nick. Jesus Christ. He's out there, and there's these this mother and child boar. This boar, you know, like a wild pig.
Yeah.
And it's two kids. They're hunting around the lake for stuff to eat, you know. And they got a couple of bags, got some leftover pizza and whatnot. And then they stole this bag off this fat naked guy, and it turned out his laptop was in there. So they got all these pictures. It's fucking hilarious, man. New York Post: butt naked man caught chasing wild boar that stole his laptop. It's from today's thing. Funnier than shit stinks, man. This naked guy, and you know, people are all standing up watching him, you know, going, well, there's that fat guy, naked fat guy over there.
What's his laptop fat?
Wonder if he'll catch that boar. funny.
Well,
suids, they call them. Suids. Not boar.
But the sewage.
Yeah, the wild pig. The Schwein. That's funny, man. Naked fat old guy, man. Sheesh. But, you know, you're over there. You're over there in Germany where they don't give a fuck, you know. Hey, you're a naked fat guy. Who cares? Big deal. Seen plenty of naked fat guys. We're not impressed, you know.
I do not get naked in front of animals. I don't want them to look at my little wiener and think it's something low-hanging fruit or something.
I try not to get naked in front of pretty much anybody these days. Not a pretty sight. Oh, and one more thing before we polka. I just thought this was the most interesting fun fact, presidential fun fact ever.
Okay, all
right. Right?
Yep.
Where's the polka? Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Maybe we ain't got a polka.
Uh-oh.
Anyhow, between Herbert Hoover... Okay. And Uncle Bobo, no Republican won the White House without either Richard Nixon or a Bush on the ticket.
Interesting. All right.
Did you get Eisenhower? Right. Two terms with Nixon?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Man, I don't think I got a polka. What's the polka? And then the Bush and the Bush. Reagan with the Bush and the Bush and the Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, dude. I got to have this.
Cake is demanding a polka.
It's the alien polka. All right, I'll upload it real quick. Usually comes up.
It ain't a show without a polka.
Oh, Mo. Yeah, real quick. I'm looking at a blank screen. All right.
Sounded like Bullwinkle there.
Well, that was actually Phil Silver, but working on it. Okay, we'll call this ZZZZZZ. Okay. Oh, man, that thing's uploading like a mofo. We're Cake demands a polka. All right. I believe we should have processing. They're processing. You gotta give them that. At least we're on the air tonight. You know, knock wood. Well, way to go, Blog Talk Radio, to actually, you know, let us on the air. All right, hey, Cake, you asked for it, baby. Got it.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
I mean, I found an alien polka, man. I get some points for that.
Indeed, sir.
So as I got the gig tomorrow, it's outdoors.
I'm hoping nobody shows up. They all have the common sense to stay the fucking home. And I'll be wearing a face shield. Face shield.
You got
and a mask.
Yeah.
I got a shield. I got a mask. I even have gloves if I need them, but I don't think I'm going to wear the gloves. I'm going to hold my pen.
Just have one of those big, big suits. Those big hazard suits.
Oh, yeah, hazmat suit. I do. No,
yeah,
I got
hazmat.
Man, I was over at the... Went over to Target to buy a shower curtain liner, and I ended up buying a loud shirt that I liked.
I don't know where that. I like it.
It's got lavender with pink flamingos on it. Come on.
Yeah. Well, you gotta wear a shirt like that, man.
How am I gonna pass?
You gotta
that
have
up?
Personality. Gotta have personality.
You know. The dude doesn't like me to wear a hat, believe it or not, when I work for him.
Yeah.
But, he's expressly against ball caps. Because there was this one cat that wore a ball. It's a black guy, too. That was the funny part about it. Black guy, we go to this formal dinner. He's wearing a ball cap. I thought I was going to get in trouble because I was wearing sneakers. And I'm like, oh, no, this guy's wearing a ball cap, man. I'm cool.
Hey,
you ain't even
going to
see
Ryan
my
Howard?
Sneaker.
I
don't know what the fuck. That was just so weird, man. Like, dude, seriously?
Yeah.
Anyways, we're running out of time. We're going to have to beam out of here and everything. So thanks, everybody, for coming. Wear a mask.
Thank
wear
you,
a shield. Don't get the cocoa or the... You know, the Rona.
Oh. And if you do, don't fart.
Call it the Bobo virus.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, we need you, baby.
Yeah, huh? Take one for the team.
Yeah. Ford, I've done 3 gigs since the mask thing, and nobody's wanted to get... Well, no, one little girl at the last daycare wanted her mask on, and they talked her out of it. And I was like, that would have been cool, you know? She was all psyched. And she was all psyched because she's like, I said, you'd be my first, mask drawing. She's like, oh, cool, you know.
Oh, you see that? They talked her out of it.
Yeah, try to pigeonhole every kid. And they stifled her creativity. Piss me off.
Yep.
We better say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
All right. Well, good night, everybody, and we'll see you Monday, I reckon.
Yeah, Monday.
Stay away from the Coco and the Rona and the Bobo while you're at it.
And thank you.
Energize!
Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I'm melting.
Don't mind me, I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of
fuck
here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright. That was a good one.
I like
stick that in the can. Stick that in your can and smoke.
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!